Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Bird Show. Let me cover these here for just one second, because I was told in a DM yesterday that I am now damaged goods, people.
Oh, you're damaged goods. That is harsh, by the way.
Damaged goods.
It's over for you.
So yesterday I was telling you guys, it was right around this time, that, you know, when you come out of a breakup, you start thinking like, okay, I would really rather not do that again. Right? Breaking up, for the most part, is no fun. If it was, they'd call it something else. So you start like thinking, all right, if you want to do this one more time, what is really going to suit you? Either it could be something that people have been doing over the years that is traditional, or you're going to do something outside of the box, right? And I started thinking like, it's not marriage or a commitment ceremony like you talked about earlier that scares me about relationships. Mo and I agree on this. Like, it's living together with somebody that I think can sometimes take the excitement out of the relationship when you almost know you're going to see them every day. Then you start taking them for granted. They start taking you for granted. So I started to toy around with the idea of like being married, but never living in the same space. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Mo and I agree on that. He said his girl never going to go for that, though.
Nah, she's not going to go for it. But I'm still working on it day by day.
My husband and I discussed this yesterday. That was something that he picked up on when he listened to the show. Because he doesn't often bring up, like, you know, segments from the show. But that was one he brought up yesterday.
So is he moving out?
No, he's not on the same page as you.
Okay. many said that, hey, this has worked for us for years and years and years. So let me read some of these, right? But the first one is like, I'm damaged goods, okay? Fert, been listening a long time and love you, but you are damaged goods right now.
Love you, but.
It says, who the hell would want to be married and not live together? You have temporary insanity. Kristen is right. You are not ready to date if you think this is right. That's right out the gate.
Wow. That's okay. Coming in hot, coming really in strong. Hot.
Uh-huh. Came in strong on that. All right, some of the other responses. Bert, do not think you are someone flawed because you think being in a relationship but never living together is a bad idea. And once again, I'm just throwing these out. I'm not saying this is my future. I'm just looking at relationships differently, which I think you have to do once you get out of one, right? She says, I got married 7 years ago. We decided before the wedding we would live separately. We got back from our honeymoon. He went to his place. I went to mine. We have never lived together, and we had a child 3 years ago. I don't even think she realizes that we all don't live together because he's here so much, but most nights he goes back to his place when she goes to sleep. And she writes in capital letters, it works for us. Bert, my husband and I decided a decade ago to buy an apartment 3 miles from where we were living together. He lives there. It saved our marriage. You are not crazy. Bert, my boyfriend and I have been with each other for 18 years and do not live together. I highly recommend it, and we are very strong. I think you just have to find somebody that's like-minded like that, and that's going to be hard.
Well, I mean, I think people have a tendency to think that what works for them will work for everybody, and that's the only thing that works. And it's different for everybody. And I think that when people break tradition or start to date in ways that people are just not accustomed to, that they automatically assume that there's something wrong with you. But different strokes for different folks. And that is the hard part, is because I have never dated anyone who agreed with me in that I wouldn't mind having that much space in a relationship in all my years of dating. I've never found a woman who actually agreed with it.
Now, if you once you enter kids into the picture, then my attitude would change about it, right? Yeah. But, you know, I'm at a place in my life where I'm not having any more kids, right? So I can see myself being in a relationship or even being married to somebody and just living apart, but you'd have to find the right person that has the same need for space. And I've said this a million different times. Like, when you take a look at the divorce rate in this country, with depending on what survey you're looking at, it's either 50% or 60%. And yet we keep doing the same traditional things over and over and over again. And that rate doesn't ever change. Like, if there was a disease in this country that only affected married people, 50% of married people, the government would be like, we got to vaccinate these people to keep them together, right? They would do something. But here we are doing the same things over and over and over again. And I'm wondering, just like, are we doing it because this is the way we have to do it? And a lot of people, or unique people like myself, that model just doesn't work for us and we're too afraid to admit it.
Yeah, again, not something that I would be able to do or my husband's even on board with. And I do think like opposites attract in a certain way, but more for, I don't even want to say for super, you know, superficial stuff, but for what you're talking about, like major things, I think you need to be aligned in order to have a long, successful relationship. And that would be one of them. Like, that's a major aspect of your relationship, of whether or not you want to live together or live apart. If one person wants to do one and the other person wants to do another, I don't see there being success in the relationship. But if you guys are on the same page, then by all means, do what makes you happy. Sure. Life's too short not to.
I always feel like when I've always said that I would rather be in a relationship that way, people take it as I'm afraid to commit to a person. They always say, well, you're afraid of commitment. I'm not afraid of committing to marriage or to a woman. I'm afraid of committing to the idea that I lose all sense of my individuality. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want that. I still want to be able to do all of the things that I've always done that I find fun and entertaining, whether that's traveling by myself or just having time to myself. And it's difficult to explain that to someone who just doesn't have the same sense of what space looks like in a relationship.
And again, my desire here, it might be totally and completely flawed. And my desire, again, is to try to keep that burning flame that you have when you first meet somebody and you miss them when they're gone. How do you sustain that over the course of 20, 25, 30 years? And one thing that I'm looking at is, it feels to me like most married couples that I know just start to get too comfortable with each other. So what can keep that like excitement? Is that even possible?
Well, that's the thing that Bart brought up. And that's what we discussed, is like that, like hot and heavy lust, you know, intensity or whatever. And for us, and like, we're on the same page that, yes, we are still attracted to each other. We still have lovely, intimate moments. But as far as that, like, you know, intoxication, no, we don't have that anymore. We have something different. And I actually feel like we have something deeper because of the 17 years we've spent together, you know, sharing a child together now, the life experiences that we have, you know, losing loved ones and other, you know, trials, tribulations, everything. So,
can't you have all that also, but just be living a mile apart from each other? Outside, again, you've got a kid, so that would totally change everything.
I don't think so.
No?
Not for us, no.
I'll tell you, my husband and I slept in separate bedrooms for about a year because of snoring issues that were keeping me up at night. And it affected our relationship, even in the same house, being in separate bedrooms. Not a bad thing. It's just, it created a distance. And for a while, we felt like roommates. And sometimes it was like ships passing in the night. So I think if you do live separately, you have to be super intentional about the quality time that you spend together. And I think you need to work on your relationship and those bonds more.
Could that ever work for you, Abby?
For me, no. And that's just because the model of relationships that I've seen. So my parents have been married for, I think, like 30 years. And I was telling somebody this last night. I'm like, I don't get it. They just like each other. They like to hang out with each other. They like to travel. I have never, not once ever seen them go to bed at separate times. Like when I lived in their house, every single night, my mom would pass out on the couch. And then when my dad was ready to go to bed, he'd wake my mom up and they would go to bed together. That was just their routine and their way of saying that I'm not going to bed without you. To me, they have a true partnership because they value what they believe marriage stands for.
I maybe I haven't been around the model marriage that I would want to be in order to see how it could be. I think that might be a part of it for me too, mm-hmm. because I think when I look at my peers, like the men that are married, they're not in a rush to go home. They stay in the car. They don't want to go upstairs. They say it lacks intimacy, all these different things that I'm like, it just seems like if the fire dies and it's not there anymore and y'all are just together to be together, I would rather find a way to sustain that fire for as long as I possibly could in any relationship that I was in.
I just think there are so many people that are afraid to even look at marriage and relationships differently because we've just been doing it the same way for so many years that you got to find out what works for you.
It's so funny. You're like, you have guys that don't want to go home. I can't get mine out of the house.
Here, Bird Show.